record button, so now is the recording time.
Okay, that looks significantly better.
That looks a lot better.
It does.
Oh boy.
Switching to the video tab, and I need to mute the video because we're going to be talking over it. I'm going to put it like a little bit though. So,
Dustin, do you need to see this too?
I didn't memorize it.
He knows
it
front to back. I could give him a timestamp and he could give me the line that's said at that timestamp.
Probably not.
I respect him too much, so I'm not going to challenge his knowledge because I trust him and I believe in him. Dustin, Zach, you're the fucking host of this show.
Okay. Well, I have to stop it and then.
What are you stopping it? No, this is all going in the show.
Yeah, I'm just gonna use it as a stinger or something.
Oh. No, you're doing it in the opener!
Hey, okay. Are we just going?
Yes.
Go!
This is so weird. Alright. Hey, everybody, welcome to Teenagers with Attitude, the show where a bunch of grown adults sit around and talk about teenagers in tightly colored clothing. I'm Zach, and joining me this week, we've got Dustin.
Hi.
And Luke.
Yay!
And we're all in a room together, and it's really freaking me the fuck out.
And this probably sounds way worse than it normally does, because we're not really practicing good microphone technique.
Also, Zach's a little hungover.
I'm very sleepy.
At the best case scenario, we're all very tired and very sore. And then Zach's also hungover.
I don't know, I'm feeling pretty fine.
Fuck off!
And so we decided that that would be the best time to record a bonus episode of Teenagers with Attitude, because we're idiots, and we don't know how to do things correctly.
I pushed
correctly.
Hard for this to be a part of the official canon, but I guess we...
Dustin decided, or tricked us, I guess, into...
Well, I didn't trick you. You knew what you were getting into.
Also, for him to have tricked us, we would have had to done what he told us to, which was watch this episode.
Yeah, we didn't. So we're doing an ad hoc episode. We are doing this as we watch it.
This is a let me tell you about Akiba Ranger.
No, get your sh... No, I'm suing
You're
you.
Part of the same audio
I'm
network.
I'm suing
what
you.
What do you care?
Don't steal my brand.
It's Luke's brand, and he's very protective
Worth
of it.
Worth millions.
Okay, so yes, we are doing a bonus episode on Akiba Ranger, which we've actually done before, but we are... Before we did the first two, I think?
No, we only did the first one.
First one. And we are skipping ahead to,
second season, episode 5.
Yeah, and we're doing that because this episode deals specifically with the Power Rangers. Not Zhu Ranger, but explicitly the American translation of Sentai into Power Rangers.
Yeah, they actually acknowledge that Power Rangers is a thing that happened
world. You started it, and all I'm seeing is a sexy lady with a purple wig dressed like a Nazi,
that's, okay, first of all, she's the villain, so.
She's the bad guy. Okay, so real quick rundown in case you don't remember.
Why would you?
Akiba Ranger is a parody Sentai.
Bold move to cast the Nazi as the bad guy in 2017.
Topical.
So, Akiba Ranger is a Sentai parody about a dude who's obsessed with Sentai. And gets to be an unofficial Red Ranger. And it's super goofy, but also they do a lot of, fourth wall breaking type stuff. They do a lot of parodies of aspects of Sentai.
And also of otaku.
Right. He's a big ol' otaku. His morpher is an anime figurine, so,
Yeah, and, they don't... That's not represented as a cool thing. Very much, this guy's a fucking loser.
Oh, no, the whole show is like, wow, look at this piece of trash. And now let's watch him fight monsters.
I'm hitting the space bar.
Okay, we're going to watch the show now.
We're watching the television program.
Okay.
We're getting a preview, Nazi lady.
I really hope this is... We're not getting audio on the track.
No, I very much want slight audio on the track.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You did that intentionally.
I did it intentionally.
Okay. Well,
this is just the biggest fucking train wreck.
Yeah, why does he have a sexy robot hugging onto him in his power?
So, Aoi Tan is his favorite anime girl ever. And it just so happens that Aoi Han is also the Morpher.
And, well, specifically what you're asking about is that he has a super form, a power-up form, yeah, in which she comes out of his manga and, like, becomes part of his armor.
It looks like the Sentai version of that scene from Drive Angry where Nick Cage shoots at dudes while fucking a woman.
I mean, that's not completely inaccurate, let's say.
Oh my god. Okay, so
they're at a welcome party for Luna, who's probably somebody.
Yeah, so Luna is...
Eating and partying will create a sense of unity.
She's the Blue Ranger, and she's trying to become an idol.
Yeah.
But thing is, like, she kind of got roped in the whole Akiba Ranger thing. She's not really into Sentai that much.
Oh, okay.
So she kind of does it. She kind of resents being with them and feels it's a hindrance to her idol career.
Right. So we're opening on a party in their little base area.
Their office.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Yellow Ranger, who is always cosplaying as something different in each episode. I'm not exactly sure what she's wearing right now.
I don't know, but her...
steampunk suit?
Her wig is pretty rad, though, so
yeah,
it's fine.
She's got a pretty great wig.
Big old green wig.
But yeah, she had to pay for... Oh, wow, what's happening? Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, this is the intro. This is the intro for the second season.
Oh,
and...
my, no.
It is
no, I don't
presented like,
it.
Like a Nico Nico video, so there's a bunch of like comment text on the screen.
And just flying still shots of the TV show.
That transform and that like create the Rangers.
I don't like that suit. It's bad.
Yeah, that's the point. It's really like the whole point of Akiba Ranger is everything is trash.
Oh, also it's called Akiba Ranger because it's set in Akihabara.
Right, yeah.
So they are rangers specifically for one small part of Tokyo.
Right. Yeah, because they can't be trusted with anything
else. In Metal
Gear
Solid 4, one of your allies is named Akiba, and secretly Johnny Suzuki, the shitting man who shits in all the games.
Yeah,
wow,
so...
So the Yellow Ranger just groped the Yellow Ranger's suit's boobs. That
happens. Yes. That is what happens.
Also, now there's a naked Nazi lady in a bathtub.
Yeah, for some reason, she spends at least half of this episode in the bathtub.
I mean,
oh boy.
If you don't have to be not in the bathtub, why would you? That's my question
to
you.
Yeah, why is Zed not just always in the bathtub?
Wait,
does the Yellow Ranger have Sailor Moon hair on her suit?
Yes. It's part of her suit.
That's
all
right. I'm okay with that.
Also, their Zord is just a car.
Yeah.
Like a normal-sized car.
I believe it's called
that's pretty good.
I can't remember the name for it, but it's one of those cars that has, like, the anime shit, like, painted on it.
Oh, yes,
like,
decals.
Yeah.
Itachi, I think? I can't remember exactly.
Macaroni, Zeta Gundam, but you might. Sacred Cultivator, Mirrors.
What are you doing?
Now you're just reading the people who did the fan translations.
I thought I was reading subtitles.
No, you were not. Those are the translations.
I thought
credits.
Those were like the... Okay, well, didn't know that. Whoops. Shout outs to all of them, boys, girls.
So, I guess the idea is they threw a party for the Blue Ranger, and she did not come.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to be associated with them anymore, because they're embarrassing.
Well, yes, I mean, I wouldn't want to be associated with
them
either.
So they're basically trying to make the Ant-Man of Super Sentai, is what I'm getting from this.
Yeah, kinda.
I mean, and the idea, so, their leader, what's her name? The scientist.
Oh, I can't remember.
Is their mentor?
Dr. Scientist.
Yeah. Their mentor figure is like, well, you know, I know she's got other shit going on, but you guys do this because you love Sentai and also sort of are heroes, maybe a little bit, but mostly just because you love Sentai.
Okay.
And the Red Ranger says, okay, well, we've got to the way that we've got to get the Blue Ranger back is we have to convince her that being an Akiba Ranger is good for her idol career. Not that it's, like, important or you know, heroic or anything. We just have to convince her that it's good for her job.
Sure, because it's not important because they're not official.
This is
true. They don't matter. and they also know that she doesn't love Sentai like they do, so they can't take that
route.
Does the
girl with the apron have teleporting powers?
I mean...
Is it just like a weird comedic
teleporting
powers.
Right, okay,
that's what I was asking. I didn't know if that was just some weird visual gag, or if they...
I mean, it is a visual gag, basically, yes. Right. She doesn't actually have teleporting powers. She can just do that because it's funny. Okay.
So before we move on, I need to mention that they also toss around the idea of just paying her to continue to be an Akiba Ranger, which is pretty great. Like, I
think the main issue with that is, like, the scientist does not have that much money.
No.
Like, they run a Sentai cafe.
Yeah, they run basically a gimmick cafe, and that's how she gets her income.
Which can't be that much.
Is gonna end with the Red Ranger boy just getting sushi eaten off his naked body, and that's how they pay her?
I mean, no.
That's how I would have done it.
Yeah, well...
So they're determined to get her back.
Egg roll wrapped around his dick.
So they're determined to get her back, and the scientist mentor says, "All right, we can do this. We'll use any dirty trick necessary in order to get her back."
Yeah, again, these people are not explicitly heroes. Like,
yeah.
They're shitbags.
They're kind of garbage. So they are looking... They're looking on her website to see what she's doing, and apparently she is auditioning for a movie.
Yeah.
George Spielberton.
Yeah, George Spielberton, who is their fake American director.
Yeah.
Well, it's just
you'll see calling him American is maybe a stretch.
That's always the best when they like can't be asked to actually like hire an American person.
Yeah, he is very clearly not of like United States descent.
Yeah, kind of, there's Sailor Moon episodes where the bad guys pretend to be an American tourist. So he's trying to speak English, but it's clearly a Japanese person trying to speak English.
He's just doing it phonetically
or something.
Yeah,
or he probably knows a little bit of English, but it's clearly not like...
Like, that's cool!
Yeah, exactly like that, yes.
So, they say that George Spielberton is the director of, quote, that world-famous movie about the monkey-like alien, E.T.E., which...
Yeah. And then they do the finger thing.
Red Ranger Boy.
Yeah. And then they do the finger joke.
He's very upset about this.
Which is actually a really good gag.
It's a decent gag. I enjoy it. So we cut to the audition. Oh my god,
he looks amazing.
Wait
a second, is she speaking English in this part? Because
yes.
So, we need to run it back and actually listen to her talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, I ran it back too far, but oh well. Alright, everybody listen to Spielberton's the director of that world famous. He's so sad about this!
About the fact that, yeah. Okay, this is just such good radio.
Okay, Aaron, shut up.
That's not bad, actually.
Not bad,
yeah,
no.
She's doing a decent job.
Yeah. I don't think I'd understand her without the subtitles.
The subtitles help a lot, but she's not doing a bad job, to be honest. Now, can we talk about how amazing this man looks?
Yeah, this man looks pretty amazing.
Yeah,
he's got
really good.
A very terrible blonde wig.
It's just this big puffy wig that looks kind of like my hair, but worse.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh yeah, here is the Lord Zedd of Akiba Ranger,
okay.
Who's basically a samurai, like an evil samurai dude. Who has an incredible beard.
He is sitting in a car, and he is upset that he never gets any respect.
And now Nazi lady's taking a bath.
Yeah, like she's just bugging. He's bugging her while in the bath.
Yeah, taking a Nazi bath. Woo!
Yeah. So he is basically talking to her and demanding that she be more like his favorite villains from other Sentai.
Yeah,
which is pretty great. And because again, I think we mentioned it last time, but because they own the company that made this is who makes Sentai? I forget. Toei.
Yeah.
Because Toei is doing this, they have archival footage of all the Sentai that they'll just splice in randomly.
Yeah, they can use whatever they want.
So he is talking about specific cute.
Isn't Bandai involved in Sentai too?
Bandai is just the toys. They just do the toys.
Yeah, toy licensing.
But yeah, so they are specific. He is like calling out specific female commanders that he wishes she was more like, and then they show them on the screen, which is pretty great.
That's pretty good.
And she's like, I don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm pretty rad. It's fine. So, at some point, so now we cut back to the
her
edition.
Rival idol.
And her rival.
Well, now we gotta listen to the rival idol's English.
And we're she doesn't use English.
What?
The
she
thing.
Doesn't?
No, well, she's not speaking English. But, all right. But what happens.
It seems like she lost, if you ask me, then.
So what happens is it's her rival's turn. She walks up to Spielberton and just says, "Kneel before me, Spielberton." And he is so excited. Sexually? I mean, I'm not certain, but that sure seems like it.
She'll show him her Queen's Dance of Avarice.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but basically...
They explain it very soon.
Okay, so basically we cut back out and they're talking, the Blue Ranger and her rival. And
that girl is short.
Her rival is just being an asshole, basically.
Also,
to her.
She has a pirate hat with horns.
She's like 4'6" and has a pirate hat with horns.
And the Blue Ranger is trying to be very sweet. She's like, "Oh, nice job on getting to the next round with me." And she is just being a shit to him or to her for no reason.
And also, we find out the rival idol is like
the Lord Zedd's dad,
evil samurai. Okay,
oh, well, not sorry. He's not her dad, but she calls him sensei. Yeah. So she walks outside.
Well, she's not that short compared to Lord Zedd, so maybe the other idol girl is just tall.
Well, she was also wearing like lifts.
Oh, was she wearing like platform shoes?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh yeah. So she leaves the rival girl.
No one has any idea why I'm taking note of the female character's heights. No possible. Why would I be doing that?
Look, Luke, I'm sorry. I tried to find an Aquaman Ranger episode where maybe the main villainess went giant, because a porn star going giant would be like the ideal.
Yeah,
scenario.
I mean that's just the end of it.
That's just my Saturday night.
But unfortunately, like I looked through every Wikipedia entry I could find of the episodes, and none of them had her growing giant.
Well, yeah, because life is shit. Yeah.
I mean, I think we mentioned this before, but I on the main show, but I looked to see if there's ever a giant ranger in Power Ranger, or a female ranger, because there was that one episode where they all got big.
Except
for the girls. and there is one, but it's not until the last episode of Zeo. So, like, it's gonna be a little while. But yeah, so...
they're weirdly averse to it.
So, that scene is basically just the reveal that she is in league with the bad guy. And then we cut to the red and yellow rangers walking up to the Blue Ranger, the red ranger asks, did your rival really do the Queen's Dance of Avarice?
And here's where the explanation for that comes in.
And she's like, wait, how do you know about that dance? And of course he knows it because it was in one episode of a 30-year-old Sentai.
Yeah, Sun right. Vulcan episode 15, specifically.
Yeah. And he says, well, she probably won because Spielberton is, like, deep, deep into Sentai. Yeah. So, of course, she needs to get her Sentai knowledge up in order to actually beat her rival.
And where better to do that than with the two people who are the most obsessed?
Oh my god, he's got Power Ranger toys.
So she says, oh hey, Spielberton was playing with some Sentai toys when he was giving the...
Let's just enjoy that for a moment.
Yeah, that is the least professional way to give it... okay, you show me your performance also.
I'm gonna
punch, punch, kazam, powie.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing with these toys while you go. So.
Yeah.
And he says, okay, well, which series? And she says, I don't know, they had diamonds on their chest. And he, of course, knows that that is from Zhu Ranger.
Right.
Except that,
Luna think, the only one that the Blue Ranger remembers is like, oh, that's Powerful Rangers, right?
Yeah, because
they don't have the rights to say Power Rangers?
They might have been able to get away with it, but yeah, they just call it Powerful Rangers. But also, she is under the impression that Sentai comes from America in this scene, because... Yes. Because she just doesn't give a single shit.
Right.
And couldn't possibly be bothered.
I think she caused this man physical pain when she said, does it come from America?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I also have to say we're kind of being harsh to Luna, the Blue Ranger. She seems like a fairly good person. She just doesn't give a single shit about Sentai.
Luna is actually, like, the most well-adjusted person in this series.
Yeah.
It's just that she doesn't care about Sentai, therefore, like...
So he explains the concept of Power Rangers.
He starts to, but then a man with a basket on his head shows up, and several more behind him.
Which,
Oh, no, sorry, there's sexy ladies with baskets on their head. Excuse me.
Yes. Well. And they, these sexy ladies with basket heads, demand...
are selling photos.
Yeah, they're selling pictures of their boobs. To random straight passersby who rush to get pictures of their boobs. And, so their reaction of the Rangers is to just stare and be like, what is happening? Which is also what I was wondering.
These dudes are so psyched to get some boob photos.
Like, dude, like...
Guys, the internet exists, you know?
Yeah, and...
Those photos are copyrighted, so buy them up.
Yeah, so, also, of course, because the Red Ranger is kind of a garbage person, he goes up there to buy some as well, and...
realizes they're of the villain.
Yes, so they, and then she, they all take their basket heads
it's
off.
Like, ha, we've ambushed you with porn.
Yeah, right. And it is the Nazi lady and a bunch of her minions, and all the extras run away.
And then they transform.
And then we get our morphing sequence, which is pretty great.
Oh, yeah, and now the villain has a transformation sequence.
Which involves
her losing all her clothes.
So her transformation sequence is hilarious because if you watch Sailor Moon, what happens is she gets naked.
I mean,
but,
people always say that, but it's not really
like,
true.
And, like, she's covered by a pink light, so you don't see the bits.
So what I'm saying,
let's be honest,
is they took, I think, a lot like that, because that's a fairly common way to do it, is they'll just show them either in like, all light with no clothes, or just their outline, basically.
Yeah.
And they straight up, she starts transforming... Her clothes all go away and she's naked and she puts her hands over her boobs.
She's covering up her private.
And then she transforms and gets her sweet, weird, like...
Yep, and now they're in a quarry.
Also, I should note that,
they've entered the morphing grid!
I should note that because she's the villain, she doesn't get, like, heroic music, so she herself has to sing her transformation sequence music.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, which is what the chila-chila thing was.
They're in the morphing grid!
Yes, I know! Okay, Jesus Christ!
I guess if we want to get him interested in anything, we have to bring up the morphing grid.
I'm glad that we don't normally do this in the same room because Luke physically grabbed me. He was so excited about the morphing grid. So yeah, in Akiba Ranger, they don't even make any pretend attempt to explain why they are not in the same place after they morph.
I mean, they kind of do. They call it like the world of delusion.
Are you? Wait a second.
Yes, they do.
Hold on now.
Yeah, yes. they explicitly call it a different plane, essentially.
Yes.
Fuck you both. I'm the best.
Yeah, Akiba Ranger actually makes your dumb fucking fan canon real.
Fuck yeah. I told you. See, other people have the same idea.
Yeah,
saw Sentai
because when they first do it, the Red Ranger is like,
Wait, where are we?
What is happening? And they explain that it is, you know, a different place, basically.
I'm so mad that this has been confirmed as an idea in an actual Sentai show, and none of you believed me.
Well, you laughed
at me!
An unofficial Sentai.
But it's made by the Sentai people. It is a Super Sentai series.
This is factual.
This is the best when the powerful Rangers are squaring.
Oh, by the way, in this show, the other, even though they kind of treat it like, he wants to be an official.
Get Jules on the phone. I need to talk to her. She's been so mean to me about the morphing grid.
And, like, she was on the bonus episode, too.
She's in America right now. She's awake. But maybe that's
please
still early.
Call,
and
please don't call
her. I don't have a phone number for her, so.
So anyway, they, there's, in this show, even though they want to be official Sentai and sort of treat it, Sentai like a TV show, they're also all, the other Sentai Rangers are like real superheroes in their universe.
And they show up occasionally.
Yes.
Like, he's been visited by Red Rangers before.
Yeah, he's
like
met other Red Rangers. So, while they're standing here squaring up with the villain, behind them, the powerful Rangers show up.
I told Jules to call my phone. She fucking better.
Specifically, Red and Green with the shield. And the way they differentiate the Red and Green Rangers from G-Ranger with the Red and Green Rangers for Powerful Rangers is they have a collar and a belt that has American flag colors.
Yes, yeah, yeah. They have American flag belts, which is pretty fantastic.
When they talk, they do that thing, which I love whenever, like, Japanese comedy show does an American, which is...
Hold on, Jules is
like,
calling us!
Oh, wait, what?
Hold
how?
On. Hi, Jules! Is this Jules? Hi! Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hello?
Hi, it's Luke!
Put the phone closer to the mic.
I'm putting the phone closer to the mic. You're on Teenagers of Attitude right now!
Jules, we are currently...
No, I'm explaining it to her!
Okay.
We're recording an episode of Akiba Ranger live, and guess what? They confirmed the morphing grid theory in this episode of a Super Sentai series, so y'all can fuck off!
Did you catch that, Jules?
I'm getting out of this fucking country.
Alright, Luke just wanted to let you know how excited he was.
I'm right!
Luke, this was worth a $5 roaming charge.
I'll pay value of the coverage!
Alright, we'll talk to you later.
Oh my god. The levels on this audio recording.
Oh, we're gonna have to edit the shit out of this audio recording.
It's gonna be a nightmare.
Okay, so anyway, the powerful Rangers show up, and Red Ranger is super psyched, as he always is, to see other Rangers. And the powerful Rangers are basically being jocks. Like, they're picking on them and just being huge dicks.
So, wait a second. Hold on.
The Japanese stereotype for Americans often includes football player.
So now I have to ask, in the continuity of Akiba Ranger, is this Jason and Tommy actually showing up and being the Power Rangers?
I mean, the idea is that they are... the American versions of the Rangers.
Right, so that's Jason and Tommy.
I guess that the idea is that these are those characters. Yes.
What else? Yeah, I mean, how else could you take it?
Right. I mean, they don't call them... They don't get those names
right,
at all.
Right, but no, but secretly we know.
Right, so Jason and Tommy, let's just say it, are fucking picking on them and making fun of their helmets. Like, Tommy literally walks up to the Red Ranger and goes... That funny face suits you, and then shoves him. Like, he's just... They're just being huge dicks. And, and then the Blue Ranger yells, they're the powerful Rangers, which Sentai is based off of.
Oh,
and
man.
The Red Ranger is again like, God damn it, no, I've already explained this to you. But yeah, they are being dicks. She tries to say hello and you know, greet them nicely. And they're mad because they are now saying, we're pissed because Japan ripped off Powerful Rangers, which they already said earlier is not how it works in their, like, it's not like in their version of the world it was the other way.
No, the American Rangers are just stupid.
Yeah.
They will explain, actually they're not, they will explain why this is happening.
Oh, okay, good, good.
Episode. Okay. There is a reason for this.
Okay, great, well we'll get there.
Also, like, the American Rangers look giant compared to the
Japanese
Rangers.
Yeah, they're super tall, which is pretty
they're
great.
They're like a full foot taller than them.
That's a good visual gag.
So at this point, they start like punching them, but it's like intentionally bad fighting.
Right. Yeah, it's like really bad
fighting. Like worse than normal on the show. Jason picks up the,
also shaky cam.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Jason picks up the Nazi lady and like uses her as a melee weapon to hit people with her feet.
And then uses her as a gun.
And then they pick her up and use her as a gun to shoot at the Rangers, which is pretty great.
They're actively helping the Nazi lady, which,
oh yeah,
at this point, the Americans helping the Nazi makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. So they're just evil. And then the
scientist has to make them retreat.
Yeah, the scientist teleports them out. And they're like, okay, why would they do that? They're supposed to be heroes. It's terrible. And apparently...
They've changed the time stream?
The timeline has changed.
So in the,
oh my God, they're talking about Wild Force!
Yeah, so here's the thing, is that in the world of delusion... The Rangers themselves, if they have a strong enough belief, it's kind of like in Persona 2, they can modify reality in the world of delusion.
While they're in the world of delusion.
I can't believe that the Morphin Grid is just a fucking thing, and you people have pretended like it's not!
So because Luna, like, straight up believes that Powerful Rangers was the first, they have now become the first in reality.
Oh, man, okay.
Okay, so because she's... But that's because, like, the idea is they're supposed to have a strong belief, like, World of Imagination style.
Right,
like
we can do it.
Yeah, but it's not a conviction. She's just dumb and doesn't know how it works.
Yeah. Look, what do you want? It's a plot for an Akiba Ranger episode.
So what happened is, basically, because she thinks that, that's now the reality, that the Power Rangers started first before Sentai, and an American company, they say, quote, an American company, I assume Saban,
right.
Is now suing Sentai because they came up with it.
The Red Ranger on this show has a, like, permanent... Like, if you imagine the emoticon that just capital D colon, that is his face at all times.
Yeah.
He's so upset about everything.
He's so upset that America is now where Power Rangers started. He's literally just yelling, Sentai is Japan's property! So, yeah, they basically explain what we just explained.
They're talking about Die Rangers now?
Yeah, she is asking, like, what's the problem, because she doesn't realize, again, that she fucked it all up.
Right.
Because even though they've explained it to her in this episode, like, three times.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's the problem? And they all point and yell at her because they realize that she's the one who's done this by not understanding. And then they're literally talking about how Toei did it. And
so this is getting weird because they're actual Rangers and actual other like real Ranger teams exist in this world, right?
Yes.
But also, Toei is a thing making
So basically, they are superheroes, but they have a show about them in-universe.
Yeah, right. So, Jew Ranger is a documentary.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, essentially, it is, they're real superheroes that it is following, the show is following. But that's so weird because it means that, they're literally getting into... copyright law and shit like that about who really owns the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, Toei is both like a casting agency and a basically the Avengers.
Well, Tommy and Jason are just popping boners all over the place. They're just Nazi.
Tommy literally compliments this lady's great cleavage and nice ass, quote unquote. Oh God! So they want to work for her because they think she's hot, which is of course how that would work.
Well, yeah, the Americans fall in love with the Nazi and then they serve her.
I mean, Zordon doesn't have a nice ass.
No, Zordon. That's true.
He's got a cloaca on the back of his head.
Yes, we've established
Please
this.
Please don't talk about cloacas.
So she's like, "All right, great. Now I've got them on my side." and then she summons a monster that is an iPad, has an iPad for a face.
Yeah, so what happened is she put in the request
for... And a fist for an arm also.
She put in the request for a monster earlier to the monster designer, and like he took a while to get it, and she's like, then she called him and was like, oh, actually, we don't need the monster anymore. I've got the Powerful Rangers now. He's like, too late, send it.
Yeah, and she... So... So yeah, it's this like fish man, but it has a an iPad face. I don't really understand why.
It's a combination of three things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember what three things they are, but like it's specifically a
dinosaurs too.
It's specifically like a trinoid or so. I can't remember what they call
it. Yeah, they briefly talk about the fact that that Zyuranger was a dinosaur Sentai.
But they don't look like dinosaurs.
Right. So what they are deciding, like, okay, well, we need to get you to go back to, the delusion world, and we need you to, like, remember how it actually works. But she's dumb, and she says, okay, so we'll go back, and what we'll do is, we'll become the servants of the Power Rangers. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she says, well, Spielberton loves them, likes them more, so I'll become their servant, and then he'll like me, and I'll get the part.
Yeah, because she doesn't care about Sentai, so why would she care where it comes from?
Right.
All she cares about is what, like, how it advances her career.
Yeah, and they're like, no, they're dicks. You shouldn't be into them. And she's like, no, they're rad. They have cool American flags on their belts. I like them. So they go to a bunch of stores, and they're just trying to tell people physically, like one person at a time, that Sentai is the original.
No one believes them. I love the guy that says, you must be sick, quit it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're trying to tell people this, and people are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Get out of here, weirdos. And also, I like the idea that they're trying to change history by just telling people it's like this.
Right, and meanwhile, while they're doing that, it just slowly zooms in on the idol girl, and she's like, who fucking cares?
Right. So, they then run into...
Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah, so they then run
Jesus!
Into, they, they then run into another, lady with the basket on their head, and she is passing out, what she calls Sentai Bibles, quote-unquote.
It's a comic book with the Rob Liefeldiest Red Ranger ever drawn.
Yes.
Really amazing,
It's a comic book of the Powerful Rangers with the Red Ranger that's roided. He looks like Cable in the early 90s.
I need to remember to use that as the album.
He's got, like, abs on his biceps.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty fucking great. And, so I think she's passing them out, and the idea is, like, she's trying to, continue perpetrating the idea that the American's version was first.
Actually, it wasn't her at all. It was the monster.
Right. Which is crazy because
we just learned its name, which is Smuffomonger.
Yes, okay, gotcha.
Which I guess is a portmanteau of smartphone and fishmonger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the thing I love about this is when you see it, it's clearly a normal person with a basket on its head.
Right.
And then when it rips the basket off, it's a monster suit. But that can't, like, that doesn't make any sense because it's just covering its head.
So they're magic basket heads.
Yeah, I guess so. So they see through it immediately, and it rips its thing off, and yeah, it's the monster. So he is explaining that he is a trinoid, but they still don't really say what the three things are, really. Anyway,
they do later. I think it's like at the very end or something.
When the Yellow Ranger transforms, her like boobs pulse.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's
I'm
creepy.
Very sorry about that.
It's fine. So Yellow and Red transform, and then Blue says, I will serve the Powerful Rangers, and transforms
fuller,
as well.
She gets the full transformation sequence.
Yeah, and it's they're back in the world of delusion. Oh, okay, a smartphone, a fish, and mahogany are the three things it says it's made of.
Alrighty.
Because why not, I guess.
I mean, it is kind of commentary on how on the randomness right. of the actual monsters.
Yeah, I mean, Sentai monsters often don't make much sense, but that's fine. But yeah, so they get there, the powerful rangers show up again.
Like, and they make fun of them for being short.
Yes, and then the Blue Ranger runs over and just gives Tommy a big hug, and it's adorable. It's,
Tommy probably needed that. Yeah. I know he's playing the tough guy on this episode, but he needed that.
And she says, I'm going to be on your team now. And they say, okay, well, we'll defeat these fake Rangers, and then you can serve us.
Which, like... To be fair, they are fake Rangers. Like, they're not...
Oh, really, yeah. It's just... They're just being big yeah. dicks. So, the only person who's got their head in the game, really, is the Nazi lady.
Yeah.
Because she's actually trying to, you know, cause destruction, and everybody else is just the pettiest motherfucker in this
yeah.
episode.
Yeah.
So, we get a fight, which...
I like they're doing a... an effect that I actually kind of like, where when someone gets punched, they, like, vibrate the camera.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like that. Anyway, they're talking about... Oh, they're talking about Jew Ranger.
So yeah, the Red Ranger is trying to tell the Green Ranger, like, hey, don't you remember all these moving speeches you gave? You're a hero. You shouldn't be acting this way. But he's talking about the Sentai, and they don't right. know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, Tommy certainly yeah. is not a hero.
Because right now, they aren't the Jew Ranger characters, they're the Power Ranger characters.
Right, but he thinks that they're the Sentai for some reason. Like, you would think he knows that that's not accurate.
Well, it's the whole anime yeah. thing. It's like, believe in the power of your heart and give an emotional speech, and it'll work out.
Right.
Right,
no, they gotta use American knowledge.
And then the powerful Rangers bully them again, and they're literally, like, giving them noogies into their helmets. It's,
yeah.
And they're, like, finger-gunning at them to taunt them and shit. It's so great. God damn it. Jesus. So they beat them up enough that they unmorph. But they're still in the world of delusion, which I don't really understand, but whatever, it's fine.
I mean, because... Rangers will sometimes unmorph while still in the quarry.
That's true. Yeah, you know, this is fair. They're in the park now. They must be. That's the bleed over from the morphing grid, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, the Red Ranger tries to protect the Yellow Ranger.
Yeah, they're beating up and trying to talk about how they used to love Jew Ranger as kids.
Yeah,
and how much it meant to them.
yeah, and after Tommy and Jason beat the crap out of these defenseless,
they gave each other double high fives.
They gave each other double yeah. high fives about how good their bullying is, which is just fuck. This episode's great. So did you just see that, Luke?
What? Oh, the ear thing.
Yeah. So he is again trying to be like, you guys are heroes, you fight for everyone, and fucking Jason is doing the, like, I can't hear you wrestling thing, where yeah. it's like the crowd's not loud enough,
yeah.
and he puts his hand up to his ear because he's not having it. Oh, God. Like, the suit acting in this is top-notch.
It's really good.
So
they saved Super Sentai from cancellation.
Yeah, they're talking about how great they're doing, they're like, how good of a job they did, and yeah. we love you guys so much, and yeah. we're trying to fight
and
for...
the Blue Ranger's like, why do you care? It's a dumb cartoon show for babies.
Yeah, and they're like, no, we're fighting for Sentai's history because we love it, and it's important.
We
and
just can't help but love Japan's Super Sentai.
Yeah, and they're saying, like, you know, it inspires children, and it's important, and blah, blah, blah. And, he is, again, just quoting the history of Jew Ranger to them, and at this point, I think what's happening is that he's like, they're like, the idea is that they're like brainwashed, maybe.
Guess, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because they've been brainwashed by Luna.
Okay.
I believe they're the American version.
Right. Because
they got the dragon dagger now.
Yeah. Now they're just using the dragon dagger.
And he is telling them, like, no, you guys are warriors for goodness and blah, blah, blah. And they're like holding their heads like they're trying to remember. And then he gets a fucking prop replica of the dragon dagger.
Well, it's in the toy box.
Out of the box and starts playing da 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 da, and it fucking breaks them out of this spell, and it's like,
because of course the dragon dagger would be the thing that does that.
And they're doing like dramatic pans and fades, and it's so fucking
and
great.
And yeah. their belts went go back to the normal color.
Yeah, they lose the American.
So it's not Tommy and Jason anymore.
Right.
No, it's now the actual Jew Ranger actors.
Yeah, so they're back to normal.
Just as expected from a toy that actually uses the same sounds from the show.
Yes, he says, I did such a great job with this. This toy was ahead of its time, which is a great line.
And then they're doing their poses from the show.
And then they do their roll call, and and we get the explosion behind them, and the Red Ranger is freak, like, geeking out so fucking hard. It's yeah. really great. And then they beat the absolute shit out of the Nazi and the monster. While the old Jew Ranger,
and now that they're not American anymore, they're not Nazi sympathizers,
right? while the Jew Ranger theme plays,
And the Blue Ranger is completely enchanted. She finally gets it.
Yeah, she understands.
She puts her hands on her cheeks, and her like sparkles come out.
Oh,
of
yeah.
her.
Oh, also combination attack with the blue. Oh wait, no, yeah. she just poses.
And then she helps them fight.
Also, did they get shorter when they transformed back? Because they were, like, towering over them before. Now she's just a little shorter.
Maybe they had lifts and they took them off, which is a pretty hilarious.
I think they have different suit actors.
Oh, that would be pretty great, too. Yeah. So, they're like, okay, the Blue Ranger the Red
you
and
did
Green.
You did find a Kiba Ranger with shrinking men in it, at least.
Right, so... yeah, so once she is enchanted and wants to help them... They team up, which the Red Jew Ranger describes as please accept our outrageous power, which is pretty great.
Yeah, so they like link their arms and then transform into a belt.
Yeah, they both transform into a belt.
They transform into a power up for her, basically.
Yeah.
And then Red and Yellow remorph.
And then they do their roll call, which. Because they're the Aqua Rangers, it's a dumbass roll call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're describing, like, the Red Ranger, his roll call is like, I really like the Dragon Caesar song, which is the Dragonzord song. Yeah. yeah. And they all pose, and it's just a very, very stupid...
Pain is strength.
Yeah.
yeah.
And now they're just dancing.
Because they get beat up constantly, so...
Right.
Right, so they do their roll call and pose. And the monster literally goes, I'm not going to lose you guys. That was a shitty roll call, which is pretty great.
And then the fastball special the Blue Ranger into him.
Yeah, who just headbutts it. Then they use the outrageous
Dino Calisthenics formation.
Yes, which is like... basically the Blue
She's
Ranger...
She's got the coins from Jew Ranger.
Yes. So the Blue Ranger jumps up in the air, does a midair split. Red and Yellow grab her legs, and she's posing like in like a
upside down T.
Right. Yeah. Well, it looks like a cheerleading pose basically. Yeah. And then her belt glows, and
her belt, which is literally made out of two Power Rangers.
Yes, it is two human beings who have become a belt. And it shows the five Jew Ranger coins.
And they form into one single coin that shoots out at the monster and destroys them.
Okay, so they blow up the monster with their outrageous power. And Blue is now, like, way into it because she saw how fantastic they are and everything.
Yeah, they've got the Megazord.
And they go back to the shop and find out they have fixed history. They've got a big ol' Megazord. Everyone tells Luna she did a great job. And she basically says, like, you know, I realized that I don't have to leave to be an idol. I can do both. And I can use this.
Well, she says I will use the Akiba Rangers as a stepping stone to my idolhood.
Which, to be fair, you know, we've talked about how a lot of Power Rangers don't really go on to do much. But in Japan, from what I understand, it actually is a fairly good stepping stone for early actor, for early in your career as an actor to go on to do something bigger than this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the scientist is like, well, you don't have to be so blunt about it.
Yeah, she's like, come on, you know, that's fine, but just don't say
Wait, is that a Turbo Zord?
Just don't say it to my face.
Probably.
Yeah, it's, well, no, it's,
Car Ranger, but
in the background, they're, because again, they're at a shop that has props from all the Sentais, that's one of the cars that was alive in Turbo. You remember those? They have actual, like, they're like mini Zords that are just cars that are alive and sentient that are their friends.
I don't remember that at all. Yeah, I'm even more excited to get to Turbo.
Oh, God. Anyway, so the Blue Ranger's rival lady shows up to taunt her. But also to explain that the Spielberton has returned to America. And he, quote, had a vision of an unofficial Sentai team. In other words,
right.
He had this idea for an unofficial Sentai team. And he's going back to America to make a movie about that.
To rip off Akiba Ranger.
And they're so literally they're ripping off Akiba Ranger. And the rival essentially just says, I'll never lose a role to you. I'm better than you. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Typical rival stuff.
Yeah, Yellow and Red give Blue a pep talk and say, like, you can do it, we know you can do it, you'll get them next time, champ, basically.
Yeah.
And then that's it, and we get the ending theme, which is your typical Sentai ending theme in that it's just goofy as fuck and doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Yeah, and this one is specifically a reference to Dekaranger.
Oh, nice, okay. Gotcha. So, yeah, I mean... This episode's fantastic. I'm so happy I finally got to watch this. I've known about it for a while, but Dustin had the idea to do this episode, so, like, I'm psyched I got to see it.
I love the explosion. His arms are there, and he's flipping around on his bike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, this was pretty fantastic. I'm glad we got to do this. And also, thanks for listening, because it was a fucking train wreck in terms of audio, and we've never done this before.
Structure.
Yeah, so I appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed it. We just wanted to do something stupid and fun while we were all together for once. And, yeah, I guess that's going to do it for us this week, or on this bonus episode.
Because we're kind of in a rush to, like, get out of this hotel.
I have to go get on a plane, and, I just have to say, as a side note, apparently yelling about Power Rangers will help me recover from a hangover, because I felt like shit when we started this episode.
Well, that's a cool special power.
Yeah, and now I feel pretty good, so hey, there you go. Yeah. So until next time, for Teenagers with Attitude, I've been Zach.
I've been Lou.
And I've been Dustin.
And may the power protect you.
Jules was Jules.
Yeah, and Jules was Jules briefly. And may the power protect you always.
Jesus Christ.
Death suit?
Oh, God damn it.